USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There was a major upset in a Colorado Republican primary yesterday with political newcomer and staunch gun rights activist Lauren Boebert beating Congressman Scott Tipton, who'd been endorsed by President Trump. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato to put it in perspective.
Very unexpectedly. He's had five terms, been in for 10 years, and was expected to win easily.
The winner, Boebert, who first made headlines for letting servers at her restaurant carry firearms, is pro-Trump and had accused Tipton of not doing enough to support his policies. President Trump is dismissing reports about what he knew and when he knew it when it comes to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. Tweeting the Russia bounty story is another made-up item by fake news. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the Magamall.
TheMagamall.com.
The Magamall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps embroidered, every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Mississippi is officially giving up the Confederate emblem that's appeared on its state flag. Governor Tate Reeves saying the change is a way to move forward, so he's happy to sign that bill passed by lawmakers over the weekend. He said a flag is a symbol of the state's present, its people, and its future, and he says in this case it needs to be changed. Minors in Florida will now need parental permission before getting an abortion. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill into law requiring anybody under 18 to have parental consent. Doctors would not be allowed to perform the procedure without a notarized letter from the patient's parent or guardian. It looks like most Americans think the U.S. is in trouble. A new Pew Research poll shows 71% of people are angry when they think about the state of the nation. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new study just out this morning suggesting the actual number of coronavirus cases around the world may be 12 times higher than the official count. The MIT study says the actual number of virus deaths worldwide is likely 50% higher than what's being reported because many carriers had no symptoms. In the U.S., infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says if states don't contain the spread of the virus, he won't be surprised to see as many as 100,000 new cases of it every day. Expect Facebook to look a bit different this month. Over 400 advertisers are launching a boycott starting today. The companies are taking part in the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They've all promised they won't spend money on Facebook ads during the month of July, the boycott coming after several civil rights groups have accused the social media giant of allowing hate speech and misinformation spread across its platform. And the minimum wage is going up in several states today. Nevada, the minimum hourly wage there will rise from $7.25 to $8 an hour. In Illinois, it's going up from $9.25 to $10 an hour. In Oregon, the minimum wage is up from $11.25 to $12 an hour. The wage is also rising in dozens of cities and counties starting today. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.